Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Eddie, can you hear us?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, we're going to start up with questions here. First question will be from Sal Capaccio.
Okay. First of all, congratulations. Welcome to Buffalo.
Thank you.
I didn't intentionally use your first name because I want you to tell me how to say it.
Yeah. Edifuan Ulofoshio.
Edifuan Ulofoshio.
Yep. Eddie for short.
You do call. Okay. So you go by Eddie. That's okay.
Yep.
All right. Just want to make sure. Thank you for that. Yep. Read you were a walk-on at Washington and then you became a full-time starter. Take us through that journey a little bit and what that's taught you.
Yeah. So I played at Bishop Gorman, basically like at the end of my senior year of high school, had two FCS offers and just kind of wanted to take a chance on myself because I felt like I wanted to play in the highest level. So you know, I talked to my parents, talked to my linebacker coach, Chris Brown, and we ended up going to the conclusion that we wanted to walk on to a school. So I looked up like the upper echelon of Pac-12 teams, like, you know, Cal, USC, Oregon, all those guys. And I decided I wanted to walk on to Washington because they had two walk-ons that were playing at a high level. And, you know, I just loved the way they were playing on defense. And before I even got the chance to ask them, they offered me a preferred walk-on spot. So I took it on the spot.
Have you met and talked with Bobby Babich and Al Holcomb here in Buffalo?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I talked to them a lot. Like I met Coach Holcomb at the combine, you know, like, literally, it wasn't even like an interview. Like it was basically like a coaching session. And, you know, we were just communicating, talking about like how to fit this, like what type of eye progressions we were. And it was so unique, you know, because he worked out with John Timu when he was coming out. And, you know, I was just asking about him and then he was like giving me all these rave reviews. So, you know, I just know that like that guy's going to, you know, bring the best out of me just based off, you know, who he's worked with. So,
Eddie, thank you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Hey, Dephilan, this is Catherine from the Buffalo News. Congratulations.
Thank you.
How would you describe your skill set? Just what are the Bills getting in you?
I would explain it as water. You know, you put water into the cup, it becomes the cup. So I feel like I'm very adaptable to the game of football. So, I mean, if you want to, you know, play nuck and buck, you know, I can turn the ice and blow things up as good as anyone else. And then if you want to spread out, you know, like play the air raid and all that, then I can be very fluid in routes and I won't be, you know, just like a standing like pole, like in coverage. So I feel like I'm very adaptable to the game.
What gives you that adaptability? Like, where does that come from?
I think it's a mixture of just learning and understanding the game, just like knowing where you're supposed to be at any given moment. And then just like my athletic ability, just being able to get to that point is just as important, just like not in terms of speed, but I can use strength as well. So I feel like I have a whole tool set.
Awesome. Thanks and congrats.
Thank you.
Eddie, Mookie Hawkins, Waffle Sports Cincinnati. How you doing? Congrats.
Doing great. I'm doing great.
Just tell us, what was that moment like when you heard your name called?
Oh my gosh, it was nuts. It was nuts because, like, literally, Buffalo had like four picks, like early in, or like two picks early in the round. I'm just like, okay, like, is it going to be them? Like, and then they picked someone up. So I'm like, okay, like, now I'm just trying to get a little like antsy. And I literally texted Dom Hampton, who got picked right after me, like, bro, I'm stressing. And the second I sent that text, they called me and I was like, oh my God, thank you. So yeah, I was just, it was nuts. It was probably something I'll never forget.
Now, was you hoping that it would be Buffalo?
You know, honestly, yes. Yes, because Buffalo, ironically enough, has been like a team that like I would study all the time, like in college, you know, with the Boer staff and then with Coach Pete and Coach Lake staff, like we'd always watch Buffalo Bills tape and we always would rave about how fast Edmonds and Milano were playing. And I just like, we literally try to mimic that. Like we took a lot of calls from you guys at defense throughout the year. So when I heard Buffalo, it literally brought a smile to my face because it was just like a whole full circle moment. So I'm happy to be here.
Absolutely, man. Congrats. And we'll see you soon.
Thank you.
Yeah. Hey, Eddie, Alex Frasca, Batavia Daily News. Welcome to Buffalo.
Thank you. Thank you.
I was going to ask you about coming in playing with Matt Milano and Terrell Bernard and your impressions of those two players from afar. You answered it about Milano. What do you know about Terrell Bernard?
I mean, one of the most elite linebackers, probably cores in, you know, in the NFL. I don't think that they get enough credit in my opinion, because, you know, I'm a savant of the game and I watch everybody, and just the way that those guys fly around that they, you know, they get to their spots really quickly and effectively. The most important thing is like, it's huge. And it's going to be tremendous for me to learn and like develop from those guys.
All right. Thanks a lot. Good luck.
Thank you.
Hi, Eddie. Congrats on getting drafted. When in your conversations with Al Holcomb and Bobby, what did they tell you about how they view you in their scheme and kind of your traits and what they kind of want to utilize and where they're going to kind of put you?
Most of our conversations were just more centered towards like, you know, the defensive scheme, you know, how we like progress. We really focus on like intangibles and like what I need to get better on throughout the offseason process. And I took what they said, you know. He was really honed in on just like my hand placement in terms of like striking. You know, he really opened my eyes about how I can see certain coverages. So, I mean, it's been great, man. Just like, it's great because like we actually got a lot of work done and it actually can come to fruition because I'm coming here. So it's awesome.
Did you expect that going into the draft process that you were going to, like you said, get so much work done in these meetings with coaches?
I mean, people take them as interviews, but I always took them as just like opportunities to learn and get better. Like almost in every meeting I took, I asked like, what does it take to be one of the more elite linebackers in this league? And I just try to find ways to get better every day. And, you know, just understanding that, you know, Coach Al Holcomb, when he was in Carolina, he coached with Shaq Thompson. So I asked him like, you know, what was Shaq like? What made him better? You know what I mean? Like, what did you do to help him get better and stuff? So, It's just awesome to have a coach that, you know, has developed a lot of great linebackers, like basically, and that I could, you know, have the opportunity to be one of them too.
And did you play with Dalton Kincaid at Gorman?
I did not. I think he went to Faith Lutheran, but Faith
Lutheran.
I met him like 4 months ago. So I even made the joke like a while back and say like, hey, if I get drafted by Buffalo, like let me be your roommate. So it's going to be funny.
That's awesome. Congrats again.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, yeah, Eddie, yes, thanks for doing this. So just two quick questions. One, your injuries from 2021 and 22, the knee and the bicep, are, you know, were you completely, it seems like given your production this year, they're old news, you're completely healthy from those?
100% completely healthy.
And then, you know, your combine performance kind of raised eyebrows. The, you know, the best vertical jump, the best broad jump of any linebacker, the 40 time. I mean, did you get any feedback from scouts or anything that like that was better than people were expecting?
Yeah, most definitely better than what people were expecting. Again, you know, you kind of know who you are going into the combine like system, you know, like you're only as athletic as, you know, you've always been. And throughout, you know, college, I've been trained by great strength coaches and Tim Saha and Ron McKeefery. And I already knew that like my numbers were going to be like very solid. I knew they were going to be solid going in, and it's just like really focusing in on like that last like chunk of time, especially coming from a national championship. I knew that I could really have an opportunity to PR, and that's exactly what I did on that weekend. So, you know, obviously it's great to know it, but you know, it's all about execution. And I mean, those numbers are just a reflection of the people that I've worked with XO Sports and the University of Washington. So, I mean, I give all the kudos to them.
Great. Thanks.
Thank you.
Those are all the questions we have. Appreciate the time, Eddie. Congrats again.
Yep. Thank you, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.